Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's psalm is titled, Blessed Are the Forgiven, Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely the rush of great waters, they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. One of my brother-in-laws grew up in California, where hiking and rock climbing became a distinct passion of his. As he reached his early 20s, he set as one of his life goals to climb the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest in the country of Nepal. To prepare for such a monumental undertaking required many, many hours, days, and months of intensive workouts and physical training. The climb was officially booked through the proper authorities for a team to ascend Mount Everest with the ultimate goal of reaching the summit. My sister-in-law would be accompanying the climbers for the first part of the hike to base camp, which required serious conditioning on her part as well. Learning to carry a very large backpack, weighing 40-plus pounds on her back, was the toughest part. And when the day of the climb finally arrived, kitted up in down-filled parkas, hats, gloves, and hiking boots, they also put on their shoulders the backpacks filled with all of their supplies, food, water, tents, sleeping bags, first aid kits. The team then began the trek to base camp, walking, hiking, and climbing 10 miles each day for a week, all with the additional weight of 40 pounds on their backs. Later, our sister would recall that for those days of trudging through the mountainous terrain, snow, and rocks, the views were absolutely breathtaking, but because her load was so heavy and the ground beneath her feet so potentially hazardous, she found that she really didn't fully appreciate the beauty which surrounded her. She had to keep her eyes down, focused on the trail to avoid potential danger spots. And the heavy pack on her back was a constant reminder of the comforts of home she had left behind. Each night she dropped into bed from fatigue of the physical struggles she had to endure, as well as the strain from diligent mental focus, shoulders aching, head swimming with calls to stay alert. Well, that is the kind of burden we let ourselves struggle with when we try to go through our days with unconfessed sin. Our past or present sins, shortcomings, and failures weigh heavily upon our hearts and minds daily, bringing us down emotionally and sometimes even physically. We listen to Satan, telling us to keep silent in our sins, misleading us to think that we can hide our sins and shame from God. Like a climber with a 40-pound backpack, trudging each day under the burden of sin keeps us from seeing and enjoying God's glorious creation around us and His unfailing love for us. Instead of feeling blessed by God, we feel guilty, weak, miserable, and as the psalmist puts it, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. Well, friend, if you have ever felt like that, know that you are not alone. All of us, even the believing saints, live in and are wounded by sin. Paul writes in Romans 3, verses 23 and 24, There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, John says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Purified by Christ Jesus, not by our own actions or will, not by some television talk show host that gets people on their show to tell all and confess their mistakes and shameful behaviors for all to hear. No, only Christ can forgive our sins and not count them against us and remember them no more. Only God, our Father, through His Son Jesus, can grant us the forgiveness which makes us righteous before our Maker for our eternal salvation. Don't live under the crushing weight of shame and guilt. The time to repent is now, when He can be found, to humbly kneel by the strength and grace of God and say, "I confess my transgressions to the Lord." We can remember all the Lord's promises, as the author of Psalm 103, verses 12 and 13 proclaims, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us." And we can rejoice in Him and be glad and live a life truly blessed, joyfully free to share the Lord's unfailing love which surrounds the one who trusts in Him. So let us sing, all who are upright in heart. We pray. Lord, I lay my sins on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. He bears them all and frees us from the accursed load. I bring my guilt to Jesus to wash my crimson stains clean in His blood most precious, till not a spot remains. In Your name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.